How's the week been, Cock? Have you found a couple of winners?
No good Thursday. Terrible, except the last. Now, the great number 16 got me out. One of the favourite numbers. What was it called?
Blue Rose.
Yeah, thank you, mate. And then yesterday I had a big day. Went to Launceston yesterday for lunch.
What are you doing at Launceston?
A little cricket club over there. And they had 354 there. The great Peter Moody spoke.
He would have been appropriate.
Oh, well.
He would have made you look.
He would have had some headlines, let me tell you, because he's, fair to say, still a bit shirty on a few people in the industry, but he's getting over that slowly.
Very slowly.
But also very, very good about talking about black caviar and going overseas. And he thought she was going to fall over when she finished. That had that long a campaign. And he actually walked beside her. When she finished, and I thought, because she might fall over, she's going to collapse. And then he looked up, and the Queen was right in front of him. Have you heard this story?
No.
And so she's come down because he met her a couple of days before and was very nice to her, unlike Moods. And they had a little Kiwi strapper there, and the Kiwi looks up at the Queen and says, "You want a patter?" And so she took off her glove and patted the black caviar and things like that. So he's got some great story. And then on the way out, he's driving out, his car breaks down. So he's got an Esky in the back. He's just won the whatever Newmarket or whatever it was. He's sitting there as everyone's driving out drinking cans in a broken down car.
That's the most Australian thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
He does tell a great story. You could listen to him all day.
He was. But Georgie Barley there, who's struggling for some runs. And the great, Duck, he wears the nice tight-fitting white shirt, Duck, and just pray. Doesn't do a lot at these lunches, just walks around showing him, you know, showing himself off, loves it.
Can pose for a photo of the Duck.
Loves it, Duck, loves it. And congratulations, going to be a father again. Yeah, so good on him. What? He is. He's going to be a father again.
Congratulations. That's outstanding. I don't know why you just... I thought you were going to keep talking and then you just stopped mid-sentence. So
I was waiting on the edge of my seat for that.
He's going to have a boy this time. He's got two girls and he's going to have a boy. So good on you, ducky boy.
Good news for the North Melbourne supporters out there. We're going to take a break on Triple M's Rockin' Horses.